OTM Radio. Entrepreneurs on the move, reshaping lives for a better tomorrow.
What's going on, everybody? My name is Stephen Knight, and you're listening to the Stephen Knight Show. Show here on EOTM Radio. As always, I want to thank you for joining us tonight. We have a great show lined up. Here at the Stephen Knight Show, we are excited because in 4 days it will mark our one-year anniversary of us joining the EOTM Network and starting the show. Our first show broadcast in January 27, 2011. So tonight we are calling this our anniversary show. So we're going to do things a little different tonight and spend our first half reflecting on the past year on the Stephen Knight Show. In our second half, we'll be speaking with MCs I'ma Go Day and Anderson Scott, who will discuss their brand new album, Bare Essentials, which is currently available. As always, I want you to be part of this discussion, so call them with your questions and comments. The number is 718-664-6543. Again, that's 718-664-6543. You can also join us in chat. There's a link on our Facebook page. Well, I was first approached about doing the show back in December 2010, and my initial reaction was no, because this really wasn't what I had planned on doing. Most people know that I'm an artist, and I work very hard on my music. But then I was told about the platform the show could provide, not only to me, but to the guests. Ms. Parker quickly volunteered to do it with me, so after talking with Aaron and Jamera, I committed to doing the show. So on January 27, 2011, the Stephen Knight Show made its debut on the EOTM Network. 3 days after our third show, Chike approached me about joining our team. We discussed it, and he joined and been a great addition to it. In the past year, we've had guests such as Farnsworth Bentley, Selena Johnson, Roddy Perry, and discussion shows with our guest panels discussing controversial topics such as religion, discrimination, and racism, and, of course, our dating shows. One story that I'll never forget is when Donald Ross came on our show to talk about his son, Jesse, who has been missing since 2006 with no leads as to where he is today or if he's even still with us. For those of you who may be tuning in for the first time today, I have to introduce the people who help me do this each week. First and foremost, my lovely co-host, she's like a sister to me, Ms. Parker. How you doing, Ms. Parker?
What's good? What's good? I'm excited. 1 year anniversary.
Yeah, we did it.
And as I remember, I was forced to do into doing a show. I didn't volunteer. You volunteered me. I came back from Vegas for my Christmas break, and you ran up to my cubicle, and you were like, "We're doing the show. It starts in 3 weeks." I'm like, "Hold up, we."
We.
I remember when you got the initial email and we discussed it or whatever, and you asked me if I'd done radio before. I said, yeah. And, you know, you kind of was on the fence about it.
Right, so I was on the fence,
discussing it in the office, and then probably talked about it over lunch, or we went out probably for drinks or something.
Right.
To me leaving, I think I left a couple of days after that. Coming back, you run it up to me. We're doing a show in 3 weeks. I'm like, where did we come from? You decided to do the show. You was like, Michelle, you're doing it with me. I'm like, okay. I guess I'm doing it with you. So
well,
I guess
so
you planned it out while I was gone.
Right. I came. I decided for it.
Yeah.
But I'd next like to introduce the person who he joined us. Like I said, he joined us after our third show and has contributed so many ways, especially.
Yeah,
he's booking many of the
big names.
Yeah,
a wonderful blessing.
He really has, man. Welcome, TK. What's going on, TK?
Happy anniversary, people. How are you?
Happy anniversary.
Mr. TK. Can't wait to see ya.
I know, right? I'm down in the A, finally.
He is here.
Welcome to A. Are you enjoying yourself?
I am. I'm enjoying myself immensely. And I, too, remember me joining, you know, the family a little differently. I remember I was in the A a year ago, and Stephen and I had met, and we talked, and he said, hey, I have a show starting, you know, next week. Why don't you check it out? I said, okay, I'll check it out. By that time, I had since went back home, and I listened to the show, and he sent me an email asking me, what did I think? And, you know, I gave him my reviews on what I thought. And then the next week, he said, yeah, you're going to be a part of the show, and you're going to do the movie reviews. I was like, oh, okay. Thank
yeah,
you.
See, I
don't remember it that way. I did not remember it that way.
He was doing something. He volunteered
this,
you.
This is what I remember about Chike. Chike hit me up on Facebook. He did all that when he came to Atlanta. When he hit me up on Facebook, and he said, you know what I think would be great for your show? And I said, what? He said, movie review segment. And I said, well, I don't watch enough movies to do that. He said, well, I do. That's how I remember it. And then
yeah, because, you know, back then we were on Fridays. So it
right.
was like, you know, a quick reference right before you went out for your little date night. So, yeah, I did
right.
say that.
Yeah.
I stand corrected.
Thank you. Thank you. All right, well, then our next person I want to introduce, she has her own website, budgetshopaholic.com, where you can find the latest in fashion tips and sales. And, you know, people love her segment because of what she brings. Let me welcome the lovely Miss Ferguson. How you doing, Miss Ferguson?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
Good, good, good. So, happy
our
anniversary.
Our own fashion diva.
Hey, Janera.
Hey, CJ. How you doing?
I'm blessed.
Janera, do you remember, how did I get you on the show?
You probably
well,
told you too,
huh? I was about to say, it was sort of similar to Michelle. I'm sorry, It was sort of similar to Ms. Parker. You told me that you were going to be doing a radio show. And
right.
Then you said, do I mind, you know, helping you out? And I said,
right.
no, you know, that's fine. You know, I said, well, wait a minute, what do I have to do? And then you said, well, you have to get online and tell us about everything. And I said, what time is it? Because, you know, I go to bed. And so then, you know, you said, you're just going to say, oh, quit being lazy. So that's pretty much how it happened for me.
That probably was true.
So, I mean, there's a whole lot on question, but, you know.
And last but definitely not least, my homie, I've known him for a long time. He brings us everything sports-related each week. And obviously, perception on, I know he has an opinion on who's going to win the Super Bowl and of course, any other sports. Let me help welcome my homie, A-Ron. How you doing, A-Ron?
Happy anniversary, Stephen. Miss Parker.
Happy anniversary.
It's our anniversary. Well, I had to break that in real
A-Ron.
Quick.
A-Ron, how did I get you get on the show? Do you remember?
Yeah, you pretty much hate me.
I'll be on the phone, man. I'll do
that. Sorry, all the way around.
You paid me, man. Seriously, you had mentioned the show to me, and you actually wanted me to be a part of it, and I couldn't say no. I just couldn't say no. So,
well, we're definitely glad you did. Let me tell the listeners that are listening to us that I remember the day of our first show. I had email. We had several meetings, like phone conference calls before the show. And then I remember I emailed the script to everyone for our first show, and I was nervous. When I called everyone to check on them, I was even more nervous. A-Ron, I remember calling you.
Yes. Oh, yo, Steven, I remember, like, the first, like, one or two shows, man, I was stuttering so much. Oh, my gosh.
But I'm talking about before the first show. When I called you right before the first show, I mean, you were like, okay, my name is
I had the script all right, typed up and stuff, man. Okay, I'm going to say this. My name is Ron, and this is Ron's perspective. And,
I couldn't get Janera on the phone. I couldn't get her when I called her. But I went over to Michelle's. So, you know, we take the show usually from Michelle's. She and I do. And Michelle was all, hey, you know, how you doing? You know,
I've been
noble.
There before, remember? I was there.
Yeah.
I was
there. Don't know where Michelle is.
I don't think it hit her that this was real until I handed her the script. She said, no. Let me read this thing. Remember, Miss Park, we went through the script 3 times before the show. Remember that?
Yeah, I remember. We were practicing and nervous and drinking.
I remember you telling me about a script. I said, a script? What am I supposed to do with a script?
But the show, I mean, it went really, really well. Like, I mean, I didn't know anything about the cues and what was that, but it went really, really well. And we had record-breaking numbers for the network in our first couple shows. But what I wanted to do tonight was discuss the past year on the show. And I want to start off with you, Ms. Parker. What is one of the shows that we've done that stands out to you the most?
I think Mr. Bentley being on the show was great, not only because he's well-known, but I think he's a very like-minded person. You know what I mean? He's very progressive in his thinking. So I really enjoyed talking to him and listening to what he had to say. My least favorite show, I think, will probably be maybe the religious stuff. I'm not really big on arguing religion. You know, it was very interesting. Other shows that I really like. I mean, I like shows that, you know, the shows that we've done helping people. I like the show that we did for Christmas.
Yeah, I love
the show that we did for the young man that was missing.
Mm-hmm.
So I think those are my favorites.
Okay. Chike, any shows that stand out to you?
I'm going to have to piggyback on Ms. Parker. Those shows that she mentioned were very, very pivotal to our history. And I want to add also Mr. Goodwill Hunting, Mr. Rashawn Caraway. Him and Mr. Bentley both added an element to the show that I didn't expect that they were going to bring. They actually went really deep with it and actually educated a little bit. And I really have to thank them for that. Because that's an essential what we're looking for. You know, at the end of the day, when we're all said and done and, you know, we all get off of air, we want to leave our listeners with a nugget of information or a tidbit of knowledge or, you know, a thought-provoking something. And I'm just thankful for, you know, the shows that we do have. You know, I think that every time that we have a segment, we do that. But those shows tend to stick out. So,
I was looking over, cause I was thinking, it doesn't seem like it's been a year, but then I went through, the spreadsheet I have of the guests that we've had on the show. We've done a lot of shows. This is our 45th live show. You think about it, 45 weeks. And then we've had a couple breaks. But one also that stood out to me was the show we did with Al B. I remember he was the one that was born to the drug addicted mother and given up for adoption and, you know, just anything in the book, you know, just the way that he's battling getting through that. Also, I like the show we did on substance abuse because there was a lot of good information there. I like the one, I love the dating shows. I thought especially the one with the men, what the men think about women as it, you know, goes in dating in 2011. That was a really active show. That was a really good show. Very, very proud of our team, what we've done. Aaron, is there a show that stands out to you?
I have to say Farnsworth Bentley, definitely.
Yeah.
I mean, just the fact that we actually had him, you know, on the show, that was major. But also, I have to say, give me a second. What's his name? Oh gosh, please forgive me, brothers. The lead singer from Player.
Oh yeah. Smokey Dickora.
Smokey, definitely. Smokey, to me, that was hot because I remember Player back when I was back in high school and stuff. And I mean, Player, Cheers to You, to me, is like a classic song. So
yeah,
just having Smokey on there and him actually, you know, being really open, candid, just sharing a lot about his life. I just thought that was awesome. That was ultimate for me. So definitely Smokey first, and then Farnsworth like a close second.
Hey Ron, you co-hosted with me and Miss Parker's absent. I think she went on vacation somewhere. And what was that experience like, stepping up to the co-host seat?
Miss Parker, I'm sorry. I actually liked it. I was like, well, maybe not.
Whenever you want to take over, let me know.
Don't start that.
You want to tell him the story?
No. You are definitely. You cannot be
replaced,
imitated at all. So, it was actually cool. It was fun. I was actually nervous. I was thinking, okay. Everybody's so used to Miss Parker being, you know, there. You know, how are they going to relate to me? Am I going to come off cool? Is it going to be too much, Ron, or what? But it was actually cool. But Miss Parker, thank you for coming back. Thank you.
I want to ask Nera, she goes to sleep after her segment.
Steven, real quick.
Okay, what's up, Ms. Parker?
Oh, I was going to say, my favorite.
You
want to
tell the story? Oh, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead, Ms. Parker.
Do you want to share the story of how we changed from Friday to Saturday? Monday?
Oh, yeah. First two shows were on Friday.
No, we did. Yeah, we did a lot
two.
Of shows on Friday.
It was actually two.
No, it was a lot of shows.
Yeah, we did more than three.
I think we did
like 2 months on Friday.
Until the summer.
You're right. She's right.
Yeah,
she's
we
right.
did Fridays
she's
for
right.
a while.
Okay.
Yeah,
she's
it was
right.
all the way up to the summer was coming up. Remember, summertime
That's
was coming
right.
up.
That's right. It was April, and you know here in Atlanta it starts getting hot there. So this is what happened. We had gone after work. We had gone to a happy hour with some of our coworkers at 300 Pop and Go out here in Atlanta, and we did the show. And then Monday, Michelle and I were out, Ms. Park and I were at work. She came up to me and she said, "Steven, you know I love you. I can't do these Friday shows. It's getting hot outside." So immediately,
I'm like, "It's getting warm outside. I have to be in the street."
Right, Friday, because when we first started the show, it was. You know,
and I can tell Ms. Park saying that too.
Oh,
it's wintertime. I'm in the house anyways.
All right, and if you know Ms. Parker, she says exactly what she means. She doesn't mean anything by it, but she just has to tell you how she feels. And, I mean, I saw it in her face, like, I'm about to quit.
So, I'm going to quit this show when it gets hot
right.
outside. I'm not going to be in the house on Friday nights.
And then you told me that, and then A-Ron hit me up. You know, the other things you can be doing on a Friday night, I've been sitting on the radio. And I was like, oh, no, my whole team about to quit. So I emailed Carla, who is our president and owner of EOTM, and I said, please help me out. So we were able to move over to Monday. But you're right, we did do a lot of shows. I'm not going to tell you, we did a lot of shows. What I'm thinking of, the first two shows were 60 minutes. And then our third show, we had enough momentum to go up to 90 minutes. But, yeah, we did a lot of Friday shows.
We did
do a lot of Friday shows. So, Janera, people love your segment. They love, especially the female listeners, they love your segment and look forward to each week. How are you able to come up with, you know, all these sales? And how are you able to track all that?
Well, some of it is just luck or bad luck for my wallet because I always go out looking for things. I love shopping for deals. So I usually, even if I'm not going to buy anything, I like to go out and just look and see what's out there. I guess it's sort of like a torture. I don't know.
Right.
But
right.
So I usually just go out there. And I also have stuff that comes to my email. I mean, of course, you know, there are deals you can sign up for on your email. But, you know, I'm just a shopper, which is why I started the website in the first place. So,
That's
why I actually love doing what I'm doing for your show. But, so, I mean, like I said, it's a lot of footwork. I'm not going to even lie to you. It's a whole lot of footwork. But it's also, you know, you can also have some things sent to your email. But a lot of things, like these flash sales that I tell you guys about, I know everybody gets mad when I'm like, okay, you have to hurry up and shop tonight by midnight. But a lot of this stuff is like flash sales and things like that. And that comes from footwork. And places like, I don't know, TJ Maxx or Ross, they don't post when they're going to have clearance sales. So, of course, that's definitely a footwork. So that's pretty much how I come up with it.
Okay. Well, they definitely appreciate it. I appreciate it, but, you know, the listeners, they love that segment. And Chike, you know, let me tell you, Chike is one of the hardest working people for this show. I literally had to go in on my settings on my phone and silence Twitter because my phone will buzz all night long, and it's tweets from CK tweeting about the show and tweeting guests for the show and tweeting. And he does put a lot of time into it. CK, when I asked you, I don't know if a lot of people know this, but early on, you know, I was doing almost everything for the show, and I knew I couldn't manage that, so I reached out to CK. And asked him if he could help me out, and he was very enthusiastic about it. What is it that you I know you're a people person. What is it that you really love about what you do for the show, Chike?
Well, I guess it comes from my drive and my desire to create programming all across the board. I don't think that, to me, there's adequate programming on television. There is an adequate programming on the internet. There is an adequate programming on radio. And you basically gave me a platform to put something creative in the air, to give a voice to people that normally didn't have a voice, to talk to artists that normally wouldn't have exposure. And only people that are in the industry who don't have a voice really know how valuable that is. It's more valuable than money. And that's what I live for. I am a performer, a host, a writer in my own right, and you basically just buffed my star, basically. You helped me be me to the truest sense, and I will always be indebted and grateful to you for that. And to say all that, to be here now and a year later, from 2011 to 2012, so many doors have opened up for me through the Stephen Knight Show. And me working hard for you, I'm also working hard for myself. So I'm truly blessed for that.
Well, we definitely appreciate you. And team, you know, I appreciate you all because you all, you know, you all contribute in your own ways, but they're very valuable. I want you to let you know that, you know, Carla had told me, I think it was last year, end of last year, that she was going to be sending me over the numbers for our show so we would know how many people are listening. And I got the numbers today, and I'll tell you, we're doing really good. We're doing really, really good. So
what are the numbers?
I'll tell you what.
Everyone wants facts. He wants facts.
I want some details. I need numbers.
It surprised me. But we're doing really well. So, anyone want to share a memory they remember from the show before we close up the segment? Anything they remember? Something that happened? Guess not. No.
No, I do.
Yeah. All right, you can go. Chike, go ahead, Chike.
With us being the way that we broadcast, you know, I'm in Jersey, Aaron's in D.C., and you, Janera, and Ms. Parker are in Atlanta, except for tonight. It's getting online and that whole lead up into the segment is sometimes a little rough for me. I can't speak for anybody else. But when you have other things going on, like there used to be a point in time when I worked on Monday nights, Right. And I'm a polysomnographer. Those of you that don't know what that is I conduct sleep studies. So I would find myself at work leaving my patients to go do the segment and then running back into my patients after the segment was over. And it would be the time that I would have to put them to bed, you know, hook them up and put them to bed. And sometimes it just wouldn't work out properly. And sometimes, Stephen, you know, I would call you last minute. I can't do it tonight.
Yeah.
I have problems here. So, yes, sometimes it's the behind-the-scenes stuff that's really, really rough that people don't know about. But we always make it seamless when we come on air.
Yeah. Ms. Park, what about the time that we did the award nominees party?
That was fun and new and interesting.
It was very interesting. That was
fun and new and interesting.
Yeah, we had a lot of people coming in at us at one time, but we made it work. Aaron, you said you had something to share?
Yeah, actually, whenever I came down to Atlanta, you, myself, and Ms. Parker did the radio show, I was just surprised at how you guys do it, you know, because I thought that it was one way, but I'm not going to tell people how it is, but let's say it's, I was
blown away. They'd be surprised how we do it.
We
and Ms. Parker have a unique way we do the show, but
very unique. Very unique.
I remember one time I had to dial in from the car because I was running behind, and I had to dial in. I think was that when we were at the downtown, wasn't it, Ms. Parker?
Yeah, I think so. For the nomination show.
Yeah. Well, listen, I want to definitely thank you all for what you contribute each week. Like I said, very valuable. Couldn't do it without you, Ms. Parker, CK, Aaron, Janera. I appreciate you all's commitment to the show and doing it for me going into our year.
Stephen, it's going to be the Stephen Knight Project 2013. I'm telling y'all, we're going to go syndicate it. It's going to be major. It's going to be big time.
I believe you, brother.
Yes, well, Watch out, Steve Harvey. Watch out, man. Good night.
Well, y'all, thanks again, always. And I know we're going to go harder and stronger as the future comes. And to everyone that listens to us each week and lend your support, I got to thank you all because you hold us down each week. You tell a friend about us. I get people emailing me wanting to be on the show, different ideas, different topics. We definitely appreciate you all. And we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back in a few minutes.
BET, home of some of the greatest shows, such as Monique, Let's Stay Together, The Game, Steve Harvey, Everybody Hates Chris, Master Mix, and many more. BET is also famously known for their featured blog sites, such as Spotlight, What the Flick, Stay Tuned, Head Over Heels, Sound Off, and a wide variety of others. So the next time you're flipping through your channels, tell a friend to tell a friend about BET and BET's video library. Also, don't forget to catch the countdown on 106 in Park with Roxy and Terrence. Do you want your chance? You feel as if you got what it takes? Or just want to read and catch up on BET news? Tune in to www.bet.com or send your thoughts and opinions through mail to BET Network, 1235 W Street, Northeast, Washington, D.C., 20018-1211, or phone BET Network at 202-608-2000. This commercial was brought to you by EOTM Radio and Classic City Records.
Welcome back to the Stephen Knight Show. I'm your host. MCs Amagoday and Anderson Scott have collaborated and successfully released their brand new project, Bare Essentials, which is getting rave reviews. As it implies, the title implies, the project is said to offer a refreshing return to fundamentals, beats, rhymes, and concepts. The first single, Africa, is a certified banger and already creating a buzz here in the music scene. Here to talk about Bare Essentials, Let me welcome. I'm Lode and Anderson Scott. What's going on, y'all?
What up, dude?
What's going on? Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having us, Mike.
Yeah. So let me start with you, Amago Day. Did I pronounce that correctly?
Amago Day, yeah.
Amago Day. Okay, Amago
yeah.
Day. Appreciate that. So tell people that haven't heard about you and your music, tell the listeners a little bit about you.
Well, basically I'm a father, husband, community activist. I do a little bit of everything, producer, rapper, and artist. I try to just bring all that to my music.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's me.
Yeah, okay. And what
also,
about you?
I went to school with Stephen Knight, I'm sorry.
Yeah, we went to high school together. I'm going to tell everybody that we went to high school together. It's funny that we end up in A together, huh?
Yeah, that is funny.
Yeah. And also, you're really cool with Journey Brave, who's also been on the show. So the fact that all three of us ended up here is kind of ironic. What about you, Anderson Scott?
Yo, I am, like you said, like Amago, I'm a husband, not a father, but, you know, I'm an MP, actor, comedian, writer. You know what I'm saying? I do it all. And hip-hop is the thing that brings me the most joy doing. You know what I'm saying? Making words rhyme. I'm a one-fifth of the collective known as the Five. And get it popping, man. Anything rhyming, I'm on it.
You on it? So what you said you say that it's, you know, really important to you. Why would you say that? Why would you say music is so important to you? Like, how does it inspire you? How does it make you want to do what you do?
Well, basically, I mean, for me, music, like, is the soundtrack to everything. I can't do anything without music. And it started from when I was little. I couldn't do my homework without music. I couldn't, you know, it's hard to move. And that's why we have radios in our cars. You know what I'm saying? Because music just makes everything easier, and particularly with hip-hop, I think part of the thing that drew me to hip-hop was the drums, and part of the thing that attracted me to Amago's production was the fact that he's able to find drums that are not only different, but they give you kind of that kind of a tribal feel to it, to some of his drums, and so his drums are not just the typical 808s and, you know, boop, 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 that you hear on the radio now, you know?
Yeah. I was gonna ask you, Amago, what is your opinion regarding the state of hip-hop music today?
Well, you know, I'm not one of the hip-hop purists that just say, you know, everything today is terrible. I think, you know, it's a room for growth. I love everything. I study music, and I embrace it all. I will say that, you know, I don't agree with everything and I'm not digging everything. But as far as the state, I think the fact that we got, the internet and things like that would allow independent artists to get more exposure and to connect with people. I think it's at a great place, man. Like, you know, in all reality, the record companies don't just have a monopoly anymore because,
like
I said, we did everything independent and we were able to release it and then get exposure through shows like the Stephen Knight Show and other vehicles. So I think as far as being an artist, the current state is that it's wide open. As far as the content and whatnot, it's what it's always been, you know? You just have to be true to yourself as an artist, you know? That's how I feel about it.
And you know, speaking on the state of hip hop, a lot of people will say like hip hop ain't the same and blah blah blah. I look at it like kind of like basketball. Kobe Bryant plays for the Lakers, but on his off day, I'm sure he watches Heat games. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And if he doesn't watch LeBron James, he's gonna be behind. So I think you can't. If you don't like what's going on the radio, you still have to listen to it. I still vibe out to 2 Chainz and you know, I still bump some Waka Flocka. You know, you might even catch me listening a little beat from time to time. I admit it. I cook.
Right, yeah. Well, you two collaborated on Bare Essentials. Tell me what inspired this collaboration.
Well,
We both hesitated because it's a funny story that happened. It just came from us meeting up at True School Cafe. We just talked about making this album, and Amago had this concept of making Bare Essentials, and you know.
Yeah. I'm a huge fan of Snub, you know, of Anderson Scott. And, you know, we just kind of hit it off. And it was like, man, I really want to work with you. I got this idea. Let's do an EP, actually, called The Bare Essentials. And, you know, he mentioned the tribal feel. I think the drums are bare essentials to music. So initially it was like we were just kind of vibing out like that. And then it just kind of grew. And a year later, you know, we got a project that we're both proud of.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, not only did we make a project, it sounded corny, but we kind of became friends in the process. So that EP turned into, you know, what was going to start, because we started making a song. Then it was 7. Then let's make 10, and then cut it down to 5. And so, you know, we ended up with close to 20 songs for this joint. And, and you know, spent a lot of time just cutting songs, you know?
Yeah. One thing I've known just in my own process of making my project, my album, is that it's all about that chemistry. When you have that chemistry with the people you're working with, it just seems like you're not even working. It's just like we creating this as fun. Is that kind of what you all took away from the process?
Yeah.
Most definitely.
I think it was fun. I think we weren't afraid to kind of not shoot down each other's ideas, but to build. Because the beautiful thing about it, neither one of us ever had whack ideas, but we would have ideas that somebody would just expound further on. You know what I'm saying? Can you agree with that, Amago?
Oh, definitely, man. It was like, you know, it's like a flower. You know, you got the seed and it would just grow and bloom. And by the end of
it,
this man
he just called our album a flower.
Yeah, I was a flower.
Yeah. Well, more like a tree, and the album's the fruit of the tree. How about that?
That's better. Let's talk about the first single, Africa. How would you describe that? We're gonna play it in our next half hour. How would you describe that?
Man, Africa. Well, it's so funny. It's like a mix of social consciousness, but it still got a groove that you can dance to. And that's what we wanted to do. We wanted to do something different, but also that you could have fun with. Initially, I made the beat. I wasn't sure. I like this, but then I wasn't sure everyone else would. I played it for Snub. He was like, "Oh, we writing good." And then, you know, going, you know, 30 minutes later, you know, he done wrote his verse, and I'm like, okay. And then I went back and wrote mine, and you know, it just came together.
I think Africa is like, you know, it's a plate of vegetables because you eat the vegetables, but it got like some great seasoning on it. You know what I'm saying? Like, so it's not just a plate of vegetables. It's garnished up. I don't know if that's a bad analogy, but yeah, it's definitely, it's the social commentary that people need, but yeah, dopeness.
So
Amago murked me on it.
Did he? We're gonna check it out on the playlist. I want to know between both of y'all, what each of you's favorite song on the project, if you can pick one.
I'll go first, and I'm gonna honestly say it depends on what mood I'm in. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
If it's wifey time, it might be body language. If wifey's not in a good mood, it might be Injured Tonight. But for the most part, when I'm right, I like Cheap Art.
You like what?
The song is called Cheap Art.
Okay.
And it features Zuri Murphy, and that's my joint, Cheap Art.
Okay. All
right,
Amago.
Like he said, it's hard to choose, like, cause all of them like my baby. You asking me to pick for my children,
right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
But funny thing is, like, the first song is called The Numbers, but it was actually the last song we recorded. I actually really like that. Maybe it's because it's the newest song to me, But I like the fact that we did something different. We came off each other. So the chemistry that you spoke about earlier about, you know, when you in a studio working with someone and you kind of build up chemistry, I think the chemistry really came through on that song. So, like, as far as where I'm at right now, I'm really feeling that joint.
Okay. So if I listen to this record, I listen the whole way through, what do you want the listener to take away from after listening to it?
Of course, to take away, these cats can rhyme. You know, what I think is better, the thing I'm most proud of on the album is that Imago's production gets to shine. Because I do think, you know, a lot of time as MCs, people know you. People know Snub got punchlines. People know Imago got verses. But I think they sleep on his production. So as a member of the Bear Essentials team, I'm most proud when people say, yo, that beat on that joint was crazy, you know. So I want people to take away the beats.
Okay.
With me, just the feedback that I've been getting that make me feel really good, it's just like that it's a cohesive album. And from the time you get the CD, you know, we actually commissioned an artist by the name of CP, the artist, to do the artwork. So from the artwork to the actual music.
I really like that, by the way. I really like the
artwork. Yeah, that's you know, we got to give a shout out to IHOP too for the late night ideas brainstorming session. But from the time you get the CD, you open it up, the whole package, man, like. We wanted it to be a piece of art. So when you look at the album artwork and then you listen to the whole album, we tried to make sure that it flowed well and that every song had its place. And I think, you know, it sounds like a complete cohesive work of art. And that's what I want people to take away from it. I wanted people to take away that hip hop doesn't, you know, just have to be what you hear on the radio, but it can also be, you know, art. You know, in a sense, like,
right? Yeah.
I think.
Could I say something about that artwork real quick? That artwork is actually a story behind it. The baby on the album, his name is Barry, Barry Essentials. You know what I'm saying? And so he's a baby at this point. We might see him grow up later. There might be a Barry Essentials too, and he might grow up a little bit. But the whole album. The concept of the album is just around him and his quest. As you can see on the album cover, he's searching or grasping for something.
Yeah.
And so that's what the album denotes. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. So there might be a Bear Essentials too. I'll definitely check that out. But where can people pick this up? Where can people pick up Bear Essentials?
Well, you can go to Bear Essentials, spelled. You know, the words bareessentials.bandcamp.com. That's okay. bareessentials.bandcamp.com. We're actually also on iTunes and Amazon MP3. So you can get it there. You know, you can look us up on Facebook, Facebook.com/BHipHop, and you could hit us up there and you can actually request and we can get you the physical copy. Follow us on Twitter @B_HipHop. And, you know, you can get it from there, man. Just link up with us, connect, and we really want to, you know, reach out and touch the people, and we'll get it to you.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I heard that. Well, listen, I want to thank both of y'all for coming on tonight and sharing the behind-the-scenes, the Bear Essentials. I'm definitely going to listen to it. I was listening to some of it at work, but I'm going to go through and actually just sit back and listen to it, take it in. And
we'll
definitely be checking for y'all and look forward to best of luck to y'all in the future with this project.
Man, thank you.
Man,
appreciate
you for having us. My bad for cutting you off. I was listening, man. Appreciate you and the squad. Y'all definitely doing the thing. Happy one-year anniversary.
Yeah, congratulations on that.
I appreciate that, both of y'all. Y'all take care, all right?
All right,
you too, man.
All right. We'll be right back after this message.
You're listening to The Steve and Knight Talk Show on EOTM Radio.
You're listening now. You're listening to
The Steve and Knight Talk Show on EOTM Radio.
The Steve and Knight Show, Monday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, only on EOTMRadio.com.
Welcome back to The Steve and Knight Show. Ms. Parker, you got some entertainment for us?
Yes, I have some entertainment.
Okay.
I was a little ill-prepared since we didn't think
we weren't going to have entertainment
today.
Yeah.
But I heard about Halle Berry, Baby's Daddy Drama. Supposedly he's being investigated for child endangerment because he pushed a nanny. He picked up the baby from daycare without telling Halle Berry or the nanny, who takes care of the baby a lot of the time. And so she automatically thought, okay, well, the baby is not at Holly's house, the baby's not with me, the baby's not at daycare, the baby's probably at his house. So I guess she gets there, and, you know, she's telling him next time that he needs to let her know because, you know, that's the arrangement. And so he called her the N-word and pushed her with the baby in her arms.
Wow.
And, you know, the rumor has been going around that he uses the N-word pretty frequently, and that he stated, well, I know he stated that his baby is not black. They're quoting him on that. So at first I gave him the benefit of the doubt because, you know, people scream racism kind of often when it's not. But, yeah, definitely something there. It's definitely something there. Yeah. I don't see how you could, you know, be with a black woman and not think that your baby is black. But that's what it is. I guess he...
Yeah.
What else is going on? Amber Rose... publicist put her on blast, saying that she owes him money, and the reason she and Kanye broke up was because he told Kanye that she was stealing from him. And so he's claiming that she stole from him, and he's taking her to court to recover his losses. I'm sorry, did you have something to say?
Yeah, I just want to say rest in peace to soul legend Etta James.
Definitely.
She passed away over the weekend. And our thoughts and prayers are with her and her family. You know, did you hear Beyonce? Because there was some interview that Beyonce supposedly did talking about her baby, and her mom said it wasn't a real interview. But Beyonce did release a statement in honor of Etta James, and basically just, you know, because she and Etta James had a little, you know, Etta James is kind of salty about her singing at the inauguration for President Obama, singing at last. Beyonce was classy, and she said that, you know, being able to play her taught her a lot about her life, herself, and that, you know, she was a powerhouse and she would be missed kind of thing. It was a really nice speech.
Yeah, she didn't like the fact that the Obamas asked Beyonce to sing her song when she was a singer herself.
Right.
And I think she was more upset because she felt like it was a historical moment in history.
Yeah.
You know, she really wanted to be a part of that history. I understand where she's coming from. Love Etta, but I think Beyonce killed that song, so I'm a little biased on that. I'm not a huge Beyonce fan, but I think she really did very well with that song. But definitely rest in peace, you know, a legend.
Absolutely.
We're losing them, but hopefully, you know, they're in a better place. So.
Yeah, absolutely.
Speaking of legends, Aretha Franklin called off her wedding.
She called it off.
I don't know why I find it so funny. I'm like, you're 69 and someone wants to marry you. What's the point of calling it off? You might as well go through with it.
She said
it's true. Like my coworker said, if she can get married at 69, there's hope for all of us. If she can get 69, there's hope for all of us. So not funny. But I hope they can work out whatever it is that they're going through. She said that it's a personal matter, and they haven't worked out some issues. But they've been together for, 7-8 years? What issues they haven't worked out, you know, that, I don't know, it just doesn't make sense. But
I'm sorry to interject. Prenup, that's why.
Oh,
you
want
to sign a prenup?
I don't think he wanted to sign the prenup.
Riri was smart.
Riri said she been doing it three times before. She knows.
You know what I'm surprised. I'm surprised about Heidi Klum and Seal. They announced
they're saying it's a publicity stunt. I hope it is
because
I love them. It comes out tomorrow. I absolutely love them.
Jay-Z 4040 Club got shut down. You know, he just had his big re-grant.
A day after it opened.
Right. He had a grand opening. It was already open, but then they had a reopen for it. It was a huge foray, and a day later it gets shut down because of health code violations.
Right.
That's crazy.
They're saying that he wasn't expecting them to come in there so soon. But I'm like, if you're opening the club, you will already make sure all the codes and different things are followed or whatever. So I don't know.
Did you see the video of President Obama singing Al Green's Let's Stay Together?
Yeah, I did. It was pretty funny.
I was actually shocked that he has a nice little voice on him.
Well, I mean, anybody can sing two lines, couple of words.
But it was the way, that he, the inflection when he said, I'm so in love with you. That part he did. I'm like, okay. President Obama can sing.
I wouldn't go that far, but he sounded nice.
What Ms. Parker, you posted a funny video on your Facebook page. You want to share?
It's funny because it started off with a fast story, so let me just go ahead and just tell the whole story.
Okay.
I'm not sure if I've told you, Stephen, because I don't think we talked since. We saw each other at lunch, but it was different cohorts.
Right.
But a lady lives in my building. You've probably seen her. She lives in my building. She's on the elevator with us all the time. Got hit by a car on Wednesday and died.
Oh, wow.
So I was working out on Sunday, and I saw her friend. They're always together. I guess they're roommates, like best friends. They're always together. I've never really seen them apart. Like, usually one is somewhere around.
And so when
I was at the gym, they were walking. She was walking by. I didn't see the other girl. And I was like, you know, you just like, oh, I wonder where her friend is, because you never see them apart. So I get upstairs, take a shower, and go downstairs, try to get me a bottle of wine. There's a grocery store in my building, a little grocery store. So I go down there, and there's a big sign saying donation for Julie's funeral. And I freaked out. I'm like, what happened to her? You know, and she's like, you know, the cashier was like, she got hit Wednesday night crossing the street. So she got hit on Barcliff, which is my cross street, Barcliff and Hammond Drive. You know, that's like six lanes of traffic. I hit by a truck. They transfer her to Grady, and the doctor was like, why are you going to bring her here? She died on the scene. So, anyways, I was on her page, you know, leaving a message, and so I was going through, you know, through her Facebook stuff. And the day before she passed away, she had posted this video. She's a very fun person. So she had posted this video. So I was going, she posted a few videos from YouTube, so I was going through videos, and that's when I came across the crackhead, the Atlanta crackhead dancing this past summer. She was getting it in, wasn't she?
Oh, my gosh. She was in Centennial Park, which is downtown Atlanta, and they had some kind of festival. Was it a festival?
No, it was a movie in the summer night, outdoors movie thing Atlanta does.
Oh, yeah, okay. And so they had music playing.
And I guess before the movie starts, they play music, and you can buy food, and I've always wanted to go, but, you know, Atlanta is too hot. I can't do it. I can't sit outside. So it's outside in the park, and it's almost like a festival. You know, they have music and food before the movie starts, and then when the movie starts, you know, everyone just have their coolers or whatever and watch the movie. So like, it's fun, but she was getting it.
Hooking it up. I mean, she had a cup in her hand at first. Once she put that cup down, pop rocking, driving.
I mean, she was killing it.
But anyway, so we hope she's okay. But rest in peace to your neighbor who passed away. Rest in that way.
Definitely. I saw her friend today, and you know, I was in the gym again. I saw her walk by, and I left the gym and went and gave her a hug. And it's so sad. You know, she's still not doing well, and it's just, you know, she was like, it's just a shock because it happened so sudden. And, you know, you coming home, trying to cross the street to get home, and you know, get killed.
Yeah,
And I mean, that's
so,
just saying.
She had got off. She just the bus just dropped her off. And
it's
tricky to cross that street. Yeah, it's very tricky to cross that street because you have to cross Briarcliff, then cross Hammond, which is the 6-lane, very busy road street. So she didn't want to cross Briarcliff to cross Hammond. She just went ahead and crossed Hammond. So that there's not a light. So I think she was jaywalking because, you know, when I read in the papers or whatever, they said that the person who hit her will not be charged. And also that he stayed on the scene and he was very, you know, shooken up about what happened. So it was truly an accident. I, you know, pray for him too. I know it can't be easy. Someone
on his conscience. Well, definitely rest in peace to her. But let's take another break. We'll come back and go on to Steven's playlist.
Double XL is the number one selling music magazine worldwide. Covering amongst the widespread from breaking news, new music, and all time's biggest artists. If you're not tuned in with XXL, you should grab your copy immediately at your nearest Walmart or other place of business. XXL is the most trusted name in the world of hip-hop. Visit XXLMag.com for news updates, hottest new hip-hop bangers, and the most popular blog site in hip-hop society today. Are you interested in becoming a part of XXL? Contact XXLMag at 212-807-7100 or contact XXL through email at XXL@harris-pub.com. Thank you for your time, and I hope you enjoy XXL Magazine. This commercial was brought to you by EOTM Radio and Classic City Records.
Welcome back. Now it's time to go into Steven's playlist. We receive music from people all over the country wanting to be featured during this segment. Each week we select artists to play on our playlist, and tonight our playlist features songs by both major and independent artists, including a few songs off the Bare Essentials album you got to check out. Remember, bareessentials.bandcamp.com. Check them out and check out that album. And if you're interested in being featured in the segment, please email us at thestevennightshow@gmail.com.
Sorry, I was on mute again.
Attach one or two songs, your bio, and one or two promotional photos. All music must be edited.
Remember,
for
it's New Year, you got to bring it.
You got to bring it. We're not just playing anything. You got to bring it. No cursing. We look forward to hearing from you, though. The first song is from the Bare Essentials album entitled, the first single, it's entitled Africa. Check it out and enjoy Steven's playlist.
One two step, yeah, yeah. One two step, yeah, yeah. two-step, make your body move. One, two-step, make your body move. One, two-step, make your body move. One, two-step, make your body move.
I knew you feel good dance, feel good dance. Feel good dance, feel good dance. Do you feel good dance? Feel good dance, feel good dance. Do you feel good dance? Feel good dance, feel good dance. Feel good dance, do you feel good dance? Feel good dance, feel good dance. Feel good dance, do you feel good dance?
Crack sales, black males, black males. Welcome to black hell, where the kids have kids and the kids grow. To either spit flows, hit throw, or pitch blow. From the get-go, up at the sit-go, pushing that clutch code just to get dough. Raised to be schizo, this life gets so hard on the boulevard for anybody this cold. Monetary dreams, solitary nightmares. All black kids chase all white night airs. So they gotta get their paper straight. Be it be a major way to either with the paper mate. I need a paperweight, it's getting windy. Rap start hash mark, topic so trendy. World so stingy, land so shady. Jealousy and envy make a man go crazy. We should be committed, but we scared of commitment. Hence, we will never see commencement. For instance, when it's time to graduate, we gradually gravitate to make a fiend salivate and wind up at the magistrate. Instead of having cake, we end up with a rabbit state of mind, trying to calculate money at a rapid pace. We in a rabbit race, getting left back, but I'm on this fresh track, screaming F that. I got my fist raised, my eyes wide. I skim the history books, cause that's where lies hide. I got my umbrella in case the skies cry. Smoke splits with my click, high five. I'm a walking contradiction. My sickness can heal afflictions. This elixir, I'll leave your body soothe. Slick as karate shoes, now make your body move.
What up?
Let's get the money real quick.
I'm with that.
Let's go. Yeah, I am old dog menacing, riding down Denison,
hunting down beat,
turning vocab to venison. Hot from the start, flow frigid at the finishing. Throw the book at competition.
Welcome to your sentencing.
Lifetime imprisonment. You write rhymes with tenderness.
I write with the sentiments of people from the tenement
who never had benefits to benefit from.
So they forced to kick science
over the sound of kick drums.
My homies be weigh a ton.
My 4 pound, a shot full of pronouns is profound.
Need to slow down.
We the new Motown.
Except we in the A-town.
Destroying beats,
then rebuilding playgrounds.
The team that brought you get down, stay down.
Weather performing, banging, banger main.
My African Cape Town. We got a great sound, we made it to a show and brought it right to your front door.
Okay, let's go.
There go one for the love,
two for the hate,
three to be good,
yeah, four to be great. One for the money,
two for the show,
three for the grind,
and four for the soul.
One for the love,
two for the hate,
three to be good,
and four to be great. One for the money,
two for the show,
three for the grind,
and four for the soul.
I rumble and rhyme with revolution on my mind. Both hands up like Pela Kuti in the shrine.
Standing for my people in the champion pose.
This is who for the poor.
These philanthropists flow. A little something for my family to hold.
This is finished for my sin with life cancel my show.
This an anchor to my roots while I'm living fly. But still enough rope to paint a ribbon in the sky.
See my light, see my aura.
Not a hobby on the side,
like the rights in my order.
This the meal ticket for my wife and my daughters.
Overflow funds, too much ice in my water.
Too much punch in my pen for these punks to take. Too much trouble in their package,
need to pump the bass.
Yeah, I pump the brakes on they pump fake. No pass interference,
take six while they jump. There go one for the love,
two for the hate,
three to be good,
yeah, four to be great. One for the money,
two for the show,
three for the grind,
and four for the soul.
One for the love,
two for the hate,
three to be good,
and four to be great. One for the money,
two for the show,
three for the grind,
and four for the soul.
I never felt like this before. that man the moon and stop being afraid. Call me baby and I'ma show you how to upgrade. You gon' sleep better knowing you gon' wake up, hey. Now tell me this ain't the life and how I got it made. I'm in the party stunting, he in the party frontin'. Don't worry about him, baby, he just good for nothing. He always doing something interrupt your love. And then he just go away just like a little dove. Oh, you don't like that, you wanna fight back. Well, come and get with me, baby, I know you like that. But he don't like that, he refused to sleep. He wanna see you down and out like you used to be. But I set you free, so I can see it out your eyes, girl. Come with me, baby, and I'ma show you just a better world. I ain't your man, but you can be my baby girl. But that's how it is when you're with the boy, young fella. I'ma treat you like a queen because that's what you are. I'ma keep you by my side and I ain't gonna brush you off. Don't worry about your ex, he be acting all soft. I'm better than your ex, I can keep you in my heart. I can take you out shopping, baby, at least that's a start. I ain't trying to be aggressive, just a little suggestive. Maybe a little aggressive, do you get the message? I just wanna be with you, even if you're not for me. When you out with your girl, I'm hoping you think of me. Baby girl, I like you, I wanna make you smile. Give you gifts from my heart, just to perfect my style. You got some pretty eyes, baby girl, just like mine. Always thinking about you, always on my mind. Your ex cheated on you, he was acting all crazy. But I ain't gonna do that, baby, I'ma treat you like a lady. Because stop, girl, you're always in a rush. You intoxicated and drunk, all of my touch. Loving you, baby, it's like going in a crush. Damn, girl, I got you staring at my lust. Stop, girl, you're always in a rush. You intoxicated and drunk, all of my touch. Loving you, baby, it's like going in a crush. I just wanna make you smile, say things to make you laugh, cause you know how I get down. Never disrespectful, I just speak my mind. You never felt like this cause I'm one of a kind. You tryna figure out why you don't feel the same. Because I came in your life and ease your pain. Yeah, you hot like flame, so I cool you down. Just know that I'm always gonna be around. Yeah, how that sound? That sound good to you. Because I got you doing things you ain't used to do. And you like it too. Well, I like you, boo. You don't like some hoe. Well, I like you more. Yeah, I'm faithful as hell. That's why I'm young, well. You love my loving, baby, cause I treat you real well. Because, stop, girl, you're always in a rush. You intoxicated and drunk, all of my touch. Loving you, baby, it's like going in a crush. Damn, girl, I got you staring at my lust. Stop, girl, you're always in a rush. You intoxicated and drunk, all of my touch. Loving you, baby, it's like going in a crush.
Felt it in my femur. Fly Mona Lisa, right up off the reefer. And she it without knowing that I need her. Pulling me the cake, man, I bake her, I need her. Plus she got it going on, apple bone, Bernita. And we make fresh pear like a two-seater. New money, great money like a fresh visa. And when our rivers cross past, it's on like sea bliss. Wait now, breathe. I'm going in, don't stop, don't breathe, miss. Just keep it going, cause we flowing like a slit wrist. I can't deny it's borderline like the biggest risk. So hold the steady, rock the boat of the biggest ships. It's so pure, couldn't buy it with the biggest chips. But confusion, no confusion, I feel it. The magic potion, get you high, it feel like floating, throwing no paddle, baby I'm stroking, big ship, put the motion in the ocean, nothing to lose, cause you got the game all, well all you machines, girl I can't stall, no kills, I hear that thing call, so I'm here to make it wetter, than the rainfall, body on the waist, sit between your thighs, got you shaking. When I taste it, got me in amazement, feeling like I'm hurricane chasing, trying to beat her storm, keep racing, run a marathon, I ain't new to this, but your splash waterfall is straight ludicrous, I don't do the OJ, but baby girl, you juicing it, I'm not afraid to drown if your tidal wave's moving in. Guess what, I made it, I'm the Marvel band. I just want you to see, guess what, I made it, I'm the Marvel band. I just want you to see, come take a look, 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 come take a look. Guess what, I made it, I'm the Marvel band. I just want you to see, guess what, I made it, I'm the Marvel band. I just want you to see, come take a look, 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 come take a look.
What's up with all of these haters? Looking at me, y'all stupid. Walk around, y'all high-headed. Somebody please tell them cool it. Look at, I'm not for all of that dumb shit. Mild man and like Clark Kent. People don't try to play Superman and get tossed and found. Lost limb. Vegas always the biggest. Mike Jackson on star something. Thinking this is a game till he realized that there is no pause button. Haters talk behind your back and wanna talk it out like a chick. But my goons blind to that fact, so they walk around with that stick. Yeah, haters talk too much. But my people, yeah, we hands on. Chopper big as a Thailand. Them bullets big as a tampon. Just imagine if they hit you. Doctor got to spend days with you. Only thing that I could say, yes, yes, you just met Brandon.
I made it, I'm the Marvel. I just want you to see, guess what? I made it, I'm the Marvel. I just want you to see, come take a look, 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 come take a look. Guess what? I made it, I'm the Marvel. I just want you to see, guess what? I made it, I'm the Marvel. I just want you to see, come take a look, 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 come take a look.
Ain't too much that I take to heart. I take actions when necessary. You can pop one of them courage pills and they'll end up reading your obituary. What's wrong with y'all? Can't y'all see this what I do? Getting sick and tired of all these rag rappers. Always saying stupid shit that ain't true. I'm gonna clear this once and for all. I don't even see what all the hype be about. The dude said that it can't fit a little bit. So now y'all wanna go and try to wipe his mouth. I do this, forget your name. If he feel played, forget your main. And it don't even gotta be a rush hour for you to understand what it is I'm saying. I do this, man, I'm me. The same dude here is when I'm on TV. And if you ask anybody who's he, watch what it is they gotta say about me. Yeah, I do this with my eyes closed, handcuffed and blindfold. Everything I do stick and move, cause I stay in grind
mode. Guess what, I made it, I'm the Marvel band. I just want you to see, guess what, I made it, I'm the Marvel band. I just want you to see, come take a look, 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 come take a look. Guess what, I made it, I'm the Marvel band. I just want you to see, guess what, I made it, I'm the Marvel band. I just want you to see, come take a look, 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 come take a look. Come take a look. Come take a look. Come take a look. Thank you.
take a look.
Come take a look.
Come take a look.
Come take a look.
Bare Essentials. The stress.
My grandmother dropped out in fifth grade. Started cotton picking. Now my kids got racks on racks for college tuition. Went from sharecropping to sharecropping. From stocking shelves to stock options. Yeah. And I ain't saying that I'm living the dream. Reflecting on the past, some memories sting. When me and my wife D-Lo, we didn't have rings. And I'd be damned if every night if we didn't have beans. The hue of life is blue without any green. And back then money was tight like skinny jeans. Budget wouldn't stretch enough to fit around the wheels. Had that Prozac stress, but I didn't down those pills. Now things change, we eating salmon for meals. Vacation in Cancun, but I know how it feels. To stay in the house, rationing fuel. But now we drive around town just to capture the view. Come on.
If I can remember the time when I used to cry.
You know, a lot we can stress about. But man, for real,
Lord,
you gotta be grateful. Cause when it's all said and done, we living a good life.
Yes, I am.
And we can't even trip.
Get 'em. Victory's so sweet,
right.
Especially when snatched from the grips of defeat. The words I'm kicking on the beat didn't equip me to kick it with the fiscally elite. My plans for success are officially complete.
Sweet.
Anything less is obsolete. My belief is nothing is brighter than my mystique. So I'ma keep doing me despite your critiques. Peep, I went from scraping up scraps to waking up listeners by making up raps. From taking up space to occupying minds. I'm too preoccupied with my grind and waiting line. Designed by the divine, then he broke the mold. Behold, a nigga turning granite into gold. Now granted it was cold, but damn it I was told that I can do it all. So I refuse to fall.
I can remember the time. When I used to
be down, man. I
didn't
know what to do, you know what I'm saying? But when you look at it in the grand scheme of things, we're doing good.
We're
doing great, actually. Let's celebrate.
Yes, I am.
Yeah. The devil be testing me, but I'm too blessed for that to keep stretching me. Especially when my creator gave me a recipe that told me that failure is the only thing I never be. Anything's possible, I'm literally proof of what happens when you let negative energy loose. So when I enter the booth, I exit the earth and don't return till I get done professing my worth. Some call it arrogance, I call it conviction. I'm convinced I'm invincible with addiction. Naysayers wishing that I miss fruition, but I get rich off my intuition. Pitching my talents in hopes to reach balance. Rushing to serve a sustenance for the famished. When all hope vanished, I easily could have panicked. But damn it, I escaped the stress undamaged.
If I can remember the time when I used to cry.
Enjoyed Steven's playlist. Definitely want to shout out again Amigo Day and Anderson Scott for being on. Make sure you check out their new album, Bare Essentials, at www.bareessentials.bandcamp.com. Again, I got to thank my team.
Stuff.
Yeah, I really enjoyed the music. Really enjoyed the music. I wanted to thank the team, Miss Parker, the lovely Miss Parker, who keeps me alive. Chike helps keep everything together. Aaron bringing the sports. Ms. Ferguson bringing fashion. And also to ELTM Network, Carla, just for having us on and being supportive of us and, you know, keeping us in check and keeping us doing the right thing. So I definitely want to shout her out and thank her.
and my success. And
definitely.
For you all,
thank you, Stephen, for having us all on here and pretty much making us do it. And thanks to Ms. Carla as well for always supporting us. And congrats on her new EOTM radio building. It's nice. I don't know if you mentioned that last week or not, but definitely congratulations to you and the whole fam.
Absolutely. EOTM family, we definitely we thank y'all for everything. And to our listeners who have stuck with us for this year, we want to thank you all so much. Continue to spread the word. We're bringing you the best that we have. I want to, next week's show, we're doing, Ms. Parker, I didn't tell you this, we're doing a panel discussion on the title of the show is he scared of commitment or is she moving too fast? So we have a panel discussion to talk about that topic, and I think it'll be very interesting. And everyone, have a great week. God bless you, and we'll see you again next week.
Peace out.
Looking so fresh and so clean.